Well, good morning. This is the Lou Rockwell Show, and it's great to have as our guest this morning, Mr. Bill Sardi. First of all, if you're not entirely up on Sardiism, take a look at his archive on lourockwell.com. His magnificent health articles, political articles, financial articles. Not only will you learn a lot, but it goes down very easily because he's such a wonderful writer and such a clear thinker. And I also want to highly recommend, if you don't happen to live in Bill's area in California, you can hear his unbelievably great daily radio show that's 9 to 10 California time. It's on KLAV1230AM.com. We'll put that, of course, into this podcast, as well as his knowledge of health site, his natural health librarian online book site. Really, he's a one-man combination of the most important things we need to know about. And Bill, it's so wonderful to have you on the show again. And before we talk about what you've done in terms of vitamins and supplements and the banking system and the political cronies and all the rest of the terrible problems we have in this country, tell me what has happened to your magnificent discovery of
resveratrol,
what it is, what it does, and how, I guess we shouldn't be surprised, although it's still an outrage, how the medical establishment has treated you.
It's very interesting. We got a frontline view of this for the last 10 years. How does modern medicine thwart maybe one of the greatest discoveries of all time? That is, that maybe we could live 120 healthy years. And so the promise of it is that if we just took a diet of one meal a day, calorie restriction, and we consume that, as it's been proven in every form of life, from yeast cells to roundworms to fruit flies on up to mice and even the primate monkeys, such a diet would almost double our lifespan and our health span. Now, the point is, we're probably not going to adhere to such a diet, but they found 10 years ago that you could mimic the effects of that with little small molecules, and the key molecule was resveratrol, a red wine molecule. And so I had set out, I had interviewed as a journalist David Sinclair at Harvard. From this spawned a dietary supplement that I then marketed for 10 years and then faced all of the roadblocks that modern medicine posed because they overdosed the lab animals and intentionally produced negative results. We had a clinical study scheduled for humans with Alzheimer's disease at University of Wisconsin. You can still go to clinical trials and see the registrations. They failed to proceed and recruit patients. A drug company interfered with that trial. We've had laboratory samples destroyed in transit. We've had our lead researcher falsely accused of scientific fraud. This eventually led to his death due to the stress of it all. And, of course, it was outrageous because we had research centers in Italy and Canada that had duplicated his work, and yet they accused him of the fraud. So there was no evidence of it, yet this he had, of course, been pilloried. So we've been living with this whole thing. It heightens up into a day here, a year and a half ago or so, when all of a sudden something came into view, a wonderful researcher at the Veterans Hospital, North Chicago, trying to rescue patients' vision, are going to go irretrievably blind. They have a horrible disease called wet macular degeneration. There's not enough oxygen at the back of the eye. New blood vessels invade to bring the oxygen, but destroy the visual center of the eye called macular degeneration or wet macular degeneration. And they have a drug for this now. It's a cancer drug they used to inhibit new blood vessels. So they used it. It was successful 85% of the time. Well, what about the 15% that are beyond hope? And this doctor, Stuart Richer, then goes ahead and tries this Longevinix pill that I developed. And lo and behold, 16 of the first 17 patients get their vision back. He cannot get this published. Four journals in ophthalmology, he refused to publish it. We have to go outside the country to get it published. He then talks about this and lectures. Nobody pays any attention. They shun it because Big Pharma is making over $3 billion a year selling the drugs. And when that drug doesn't work, this little dietary supplement does, and it threatens that business, along with about $300 every doctor gets for injecting the medicine every month and an office visit and the pictures they take of the back of the eye. It's a giant cash cow. And instead of spending billions, we could just spend a few million, and of course they won't go there. And just to see this, letting people go blind to protect the incomes of drug companies and doctors, and how we even won an Emmy Award on television, how all this got out there, and of course the poor floundering patients just don't know anything better, and they're convinced by the doctors, you don't need it, it's unproven, it's not proven by the FDA, and they talk all the patients out of it. Even when their vision improved, they just say, well, our medicine kicked in, and you don't need it anymore. It's unbelievable to watch this. I mean, what a front seat view we've had of the fraud, of the overbilling, of the gouging of our medical insurance system, and of course, the frustration of it all, not for ourselves, but for watching this actually be taken away from the public. And they're naive, and what the view they get is, well, it's all a fraud. The researcher got caught and all these kinds of things. And it's just agonizing on behalf of the public to see this actual thing happening. So this is what's going on. And it's not just our arena that we're in. We just got a front view of this. But just last month in the European Heart Journal, they did an unbelievable study, and they showed if you had high blood sugar and you had high blood pressure and high cholesterol, those didn't mean a thing in predicting whether you were going to get an imminent heart attack. What did mean something was calcium in your arteries. And so if you had all three of those risk factors, high blood pressure, high blood sugar, and cholesterol, there was no way to predict that you were going to get an impending heart attack. But if you had a calcium artery score of zero, your risk of having a heart attack in the next 5 years was 0.5%. In other words, almost zero. So it's calcium, it's not cholesterol, it's not any of these things. And yet on this side of the ocean, the cardiac authorities have said, we're going to put everybody on statins who has high cholesterol, blood pressure, or blood sugar, regardless. It's unbelievable. One side saying the exact opposite of the other, and they're getting away with this. And they, of course, came out with this announcement on this side of the pond, as they call it, 1 month before the European Journal came out with its thing. So we've got this giant fractioning, and the public caught in between, totally naive, that really the marketing of statin drugs, $30 billion a year, have no consequences on us saving our lives from mortal heart attack. And it's just unbelievable they're getting away with this. The FDA is hiding the dead bodies of Big Pharma. Right now, they're hiding the negative studies of Big Pharma. So the negative studies are not being published, only the positive ones. The FDA is covering for them. And so if these drugs that are on the market are not as safe as the current drugs, we have no way of knowing. And they're letting it go on, you see. They bring a drug into use because they just use it on 500 people. They're relatively safe. When you use it on 10,000, you find out maybe it isn't as safe. And so this goes on. The Yale University just took on the FDA and said, you use different criteria to approve one drug or another. What's up over there? And they approve drugs beating placebo, nothing. So if it could be not as good as an older drug, and that's what we have. Some of the older drugs are better, and we're using drugs that are not as safe and actually killing people. Now, when we know we're doing something, if there are side effects and they kill people, that's a death rate. When you know what you're doing, that's called murder, and that's what's going on. And so the dead bodies are being hidden, and you see this assault on dietary supplements at the same time because the dietary supplements pose a threat. The biological action of virtually every drug on the market can be duplicated with a dietary supplement, an amino acid, an herb, a vitamin. And this has gotten so bad, the drug companies are looking for a cure for Alzheimer's disease. They're trying to stop the beta amyloid plaque and what we call tau protein from developing in the brain. Turns out if you use just vitamin B1, it eradicates. It's been shown in humans. It's been shown in animals. They won't disclose this to the public. Vitamin B1, it's called thiamine, just eradicates that plaque in the brain. Of humans and animals, they will say nothing. It's just outrageous what is going on here. And, of course, humanity is stuck because this is why I get into the financial side. Of course, the public has no money anymore. Even in selling drugs, if a drug, the copayment is more than $10, the patients won't renew it. They don't have any money anymore. So they've got most of the drugs now down to a copayment of less than $10 to get them to take it. But these drugs are not really, they're addressing symptoms and diseases. They're not making anybody healthy. And as a friend of mine once said, if you had two doors and behind one door were unlabeled drugs and then behind the other door were unlabeled dietary supplements, and you had to partake of one or the other, which one? We darn well know. We wouldn't go behind the door with the drugs because they don't make you well. We know the dietary supplements kill no one. And so, you know, this is our problem. The FDA is a cover for the lack of a free market. Why do I like LouRockwell.com? If the supplements could compete head on, if we could just, let's just figure out if the supplements are harmful in any way. And if they're not, put them on the market. Let the patients tell us whether they're effective for their psoriasis or their back problem or whatever else it is. And, you know, the FDA is just standing in the way and protecting us from medicines that would bring down the cost of healthcare by trillions of dollars. And this is what's going on, if I can just summarize it here and say it in this succinct way. And I thank you for giving me a platform to say it to people. In our time, we are watching all this happen, and people are dying needlessly. It's hard to believe.
And Bill, wasn't one of the key groups putting together Obamacare lobbyists for the pharmaceutical industry? I mean,
well, absolutely. They get a giveaway in this whole thing. And of course, yeah. Obamacare is a very interesting conundrum and a cunning strategy by the Democrats, because they put this giveaway to the insurance industry. You have to buy 10 packages required. You get rehab, pediatrics, maternity. You have to buy all of that whether you need it or not. It's a giveaway to the insurance industry. And, of course, we know that the insurance industry gives money to politicians. And so they're forcing you. Young people are going to have to put up a whole month's pay, even with the rebates and everything. They can't afford this. And so it's unaffordable. It can't work. Well, why would they make such an embarrassing thing that wouldn't work? Well, then the Republicans would fight it and kill it, and then they'd walk in with universal health care. And so universal health care is not working in Canada. It's not working in France or England. These places, they've already started to allow the older people to die. They take water away from them in England. Some of them have been struggling to find a little water vase and drink. And the family comes and finds they're next to dying due to dehydration because they can't afford to take care of them in England. This is what's been going on. They're culling the population over there silently. These health care costs keep going. We need to take $1 trillion of unnecessary care out of our $3 trillion health care budget, and we won't do it because there goes the jobs that are with it. You see, we can't keep the jobs up. Health care and older people in the large a growing older population is considered a source for jobs. So we better not cure any diseases because we won't have the jobs. These are the unbelievable dichotomies going on, of course, in our country. And, of course, you know, aside from all this, I just want to say the next president, just stand up there and tell me there's $4 trillion U.S. dollars sitting over in China. Anybody would tell you, look, just run on a platform. We bought a lot of electric fans and pencils and whatever from China. So the goods are over here and the money's over there. So let them invest over here. They're starting. Get the $4 trillion back so we can what? Buy more goods from China. You see, what is wrong? Are we asleep at the wheel? The main policy of our country should be to bring overtures to them, the Chinese, to buy assets here. It's a free market. And allow it to happen. They're not allowing it to happen. So, you know, when you see these things and then people dying in between and all the grief and agony, and, of course, the big problem today is that people have two giant assaults. They're broke and they're sick. And, oh, what a crushing thing on people. And Americans today, if Americans made $35,000 in 1980, they should be making $80,000 today due to inflation. Thank you, Federal Reserve. Who was that guy who said, you know, to get rid of the Federal Reserve? Who was that guy that ran for president and said that? Don't the people know their savings, their wealth, everything is being taken away by the Federal Reserve, which is giving free money to banksters while it's robbing it out the back door due to inflation? It's terrible.
In fact, Ron Paul argues, and I think entirely correctly, that the real income of the average American working family has not gone up since the early 1970s, since Nixon closed the gold window and put on price and wage controls. And I would argue the Republicans became worse than the Democrats at that point, and they've remained as such.
Well, the Republican answer to Obamacare yesterday was, we're going to tax what the employers put up for workers. So a family of four, $16,000 bill for health insurance, $11,007 paid by the employer. They want to call that a benefit that's taxable and put another $1,300 of taxes on that family. Now, it's just another tax increase to solve this thing. It's unbelievable what everybody's answer to this thing. There is no preventive program, and it's just a disease care system. And it's just miserable because everybody's caught in the middle of it. Money and health, it's just that this is where this all is. It's the devastation of American families, especially retirees. The average pension in 1980 was $325. Today, by inflation, you see, today it's like $1,100, something like that. It should have been $3,600 just to keep up with inflation. So you see older people just barely living. They've got an old wooden garage door they haven't been able to repair. Nothing's been improved in their homes. They're just barely functioning. Maybe they're going to have to move in with their children. It's terrible because inflation has robbed them of any kind of future at all. And of course, if we just don't stop, it's amazing. I think if Eisenhower was in the office, he would have stopped this, the interest rates on bank money being less than 1%. I think Ronald Reagan would have stopped it. I even think JFK would have stopped it. No one, we need a, you know, and it, unfortunately calling for almost a dictator to stop it. So who is going to stand up to the bankers? Where is the devil in this world? Look no further than the central bankers.
I wonder whether we can count on anybody who could actually be elected by the current American regime to be any good at all.
Yeah, and you know, we talk about maybe JFK was the last real president, and we argue what political party, he was a philanderer and all these things. Fine. He was the only man to stand up the Federal Reserve. We actually did have these U.S. notes he printed, went around the Federal Reserve. And, of course, as a young man watching all this, I later grow up, find a website called LouRockwell.com and have to get oriented what the real history from Lincoln forward really was in this country. Of course, what I got fed was something completely different. And I think the big story today is teach your kids what money is. Teach them what money is. And, of course, my son, 9 years old now, about a year and a half ago, said, Papa, can we buy an island? Yes, we can. Can we make that island a country? I said, yes, I think probably we could charter such a thing. And then he asked, well, can it print its own money? I said, oh, yeah, some banknote companies could do that for us, son. And I said, but the problem is it's just paper. It's supposed to represent wealth. So what do you have to back it with? And we were in the kitchen. He said, what about these tomatoes? I said, well, they'll spoil. Huh. He says, oh, you don't mean that gold and silver you talk about all the time, do you, Papa? You see, we don't have anything backing our paper money. It's phony. If we don't teach the kids this, my own son knows it now.
I take tomatoes over Janet Yellen, by the way.
We don't teach our kids what inflation is and how they steal the money out the back door. We're never going to have any wealth. And we printed a whole bunch of new money, and we only gave it to one class of people, the banksters. It's incredible. Now we have this giant disparity of wealth, and we have no middle class. And whatever wealth is left, whatever little nest egg, there's $8 trillion in savings accounts in America, eroding at the rate of 10% a month. That's the real inflation rate. The target rate's 2.2. They just published that. And the news media is complicit in this. They could reveal all this to it. They don't tell us. And so if you're not going to LouRockwell.com, you're not hearing the truth. Fortunately, it's my sanity meter. I have to go there every morning, and then I can read and get indoctrinated in something called freedom of opinion and freedom totally in our country, and that's what we need. We need to restore it. There was one political candidate. It was just an old man that was running for president, and they almost made fun of him. But maybe we ought to revisit what he was talking about.
Well, absolutely true. And Ron Paul has his channel now, the Ron Paul channel that people can subscribe to. He's continuing to produce books. He has a weekly column. That's who we ought to pay attention to.
He doesn't have to run for president. All he has to do is keep that banner flying, and we need it.
That's
because
right.
It's our only little ray of hope that freedom might exist here.
Because if we think of politicians, they all, this is supposed to be praise, they're all supposed to have fire in the belly, by which they mean passion to rule other people, a passion to control, a passion to dominate. Ron Paul never had that. So I would argue he really never was a politician. He was a truth teller. And we know what usually happens to truth tellers.
The world is in a world of hurt. The financial system has completely collapsed, and they papered it over. They printed about a bunch of phony money. Tell us there's a different unemployment rate. They're saying 7 or 8 is really 22% plus. They're saying an inflation rate of 2.2 when it's really closer to 10%. You look at shadowstats.com. John Williams will clue in all of our listeners here today on this. So they can paper it over only so far. But right now, as I speak, it was Tom Coburn wrote the book Debt Bomb, and a scenario, I think, painted by the CIA. And Japan's in a world hurt. Their stock market went down today. Yesterday, the U.S. market went. In a panic, if the Japanese start selling off our IOUs that we owe them, it's called a treasury bill, the U.S. dollar collapses in world value, and we are abolished as a country financially. So, you know, this we're just living on the precipice of this. Once a country becomes so in debt, if our debtors sell off our debt at a discount, and as John Williams said, who would buy our T-bills with $17 trillion of debt against it? It may be worth our money zero. Wow, how sobering is that?
Yeah, so we better prepare ourselves with some gold and silver we hold outside the banking system, maybe even some greenbacks, and especially prepare ourselves by trying to keep our health intact by staying away from the people who'll do a damage and taking care of yourself to the extent you can.
When the healthcare system collapses and the money, we're going to need to take care of our own health. We need to be learning that every day. I try to post articles at Lou Rockwell pointing people in that direction. Things like garlic and oregano and so on are going to keep us healthy from vitamin D, from infectious diseases. Right now, the FDA is eliminating the use of antibiotics in cattle. That's so there isn't antibiotic resistance, but we forget now we're going to have 100-fold greater increase in bacteria, salmonella, E. coli, all of these in our food and dairy products, and we're not preparing the public. You better go get some garlic pills. I mean, really, honestly, just take one every day. I mean, we're going to, you know, and they're going to blame it on the public not cooking their meats and their eggs and things enough. This is a disaster. We've got a couple of million people with food poisoning already. Now we're going to even get any more. And they're letting the cattlemen of some get off the hook. There's ways to process these products without all this. But you can add the garlic to the animal feed. They're doing it with horses and so on, and you kill all the bacteria. They won't do it. So it's terrible. But we can do it. And if you want to learn about garlic and that you got to get the Allicin, it's the real stuff. The stuff in the stores is not the real McCoy. And you can go to my website, knowledgeofhealth.com. We try to educate people about it. But how to get the real thing so it works. But we better learn how to take care of ourselves, and we better have, you're right, a little paper money around because the ATM machines close. You better have some cash. A little gold and silver if you can get it and grab it before it all vanishes. And we're in the actual collapse of Western civilization as we speak.
Well, Bill Sardi, thanks for all you're doing to uphold Western civilization, to teach people the truth in so many different areas. And we'll link to your websites. And again, take a look at Bill's archive on LouRockwell.com. Bill, you're a champion of liberty and of good health and so many other monetary soundness and so many other important things. So thanks a million.
Thank you for LouRockwell.com. I'll come back again someday with an update.
Wonderful, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Lou.
Well, thanks so much for listening to the Lou Rockwell Show today. Take a look at all the podcasts. There have been hundreds of them. There's a link on the LRC front page. Thank you.